Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome in to day two, episode two of Podomania 4, WrestleMania Night 1 predictions. Back in the building. We got a run in this morning. We got a run in here. The man in the middle with the hat on, with the comic graphics behind him. He's a legend. He's a five-tool player. He talks about everything and anything from the Two Horsemen podcast. Mars. What up, Mars?
What is up, gentlemen? It is an honor. It is a privilege. It's a pleasure to be back on my favorite pro wrestling podcast with my fellas.
All right, here. We don't.
The glazing is real, huh?
You can give us that when we're on your pod, but we are on our pod. Nah, cut the shit. We don't
be on. I'm back again. I'm not in the back of a taxi cab being kidnapped this time. So last time, I have to apologize. So I'm here in studio. We got lighting. We got sound. We also have a very large fly that is making a run in this studio right now. So I'm ready to rock and roll with you guys.
There's your main event right there.
There it is.
Well, we're back at it. Thanks for everybody that tuned in last night to Night 1, Episode 1. Talk ROH, NXT predictions. A little bit of extra wrestling conversation afterwards. And I'll take accountability, okay? Mars, you got any kids?
I do, yes. Okay.
All right, so I got another parent on the show that can relate to this, right? But sometimes as a parent, when you're in the wrong, you got to take accountability and apologize to your child, okay? You may step over the line and go a little extra with the yelling if something happens, and then you think about the situation, you go, you know what, I overreacted. It wasn't that serious, but in the moment, you lose your cool. So you got to go in.
Feelings.
Right? So I'm coming in here this morning, taking accountability as a parent. I'm going to apologize to Ring of Honor. Okay? I'm going to apologize because for all the crap that we gave them last night for not booking a strong show and coming in, giving us what we wanted to get us excited for Supercard of Honor, they went out and delivered last night.
Did you watch it?
I did. I woke up early this morning and watched it. Okay. I'm on lack of sleep. I'm on my third cup of coffee. I got no creamer left. I had to go to half and half. My coffee's the shits right now. Okay. So we're off to a bad start right now. They delivered last night. Everybody but Dalton Castle and Johnny TV. I could have cut that match out of history. That shit was terrible.
That was one of the matches that we talked about that could have delivered.
Yeah, no. You can fast forward through that if you're watching on a replay. But hands down, they went out there and delivered, and it just makes me frustrated that they do what they do because of the product that they put out last night. Like, the women, we talked about the women's matches. They absolutely stole the show last night. Mm-hmm. Billy Starks and Queen Amanada, great finish, although some people didn't like how it went down. I personally loved the finish. It was done really well. And then Sheeta and Athena, match of the night for me. But the starter match was great. They had some extra matches on there that we didn't cover, so they updated the card before we went live, apparently, and didn't tell nobody. So there were some surprise matches on there that we didn't discuss in the prediction show.
Jason, what did you say last night? The women were probably going to take the card anyway. So that's what you're saying.
I was looking at it, and one of you guys said a quote that was prophetic that Athena is ROH, and damn it, she really is. She's more than holding her weight. She is the weight. She is the entire ROH planet. So yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, her and Sheeta tore the house down. Kingston and Mark Briscoe, I know you guys hate Eddie Kingston, but they told a great story in the ring last night. Great match. Kudos. Congratulations to Mark Briscoe winning the ROH title. 11 years to the day, I believe, is what I saw this morning. 11 years to the day that Jay won his first ROH title. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Nice synergy and symbolism there. But yeah, hands down. It made me want Ring of Honor to actually put on a good show week to week and actually do something that can get me to talk about them more than just once every 4 months. Because the wrestlers went out there and held up their end of the bargain last night. So I apologize. I'm not going to apologize to the head of creative that let us into the show. But I apologize to the talent for doubting you guys and delivering what you did last night. All right. With my apologies out the way, anybody watch Paul Heyman's speech last night?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Everything I wanted and more.
If we're going to get right into that, I'll say it. That's my Mount Rushmore of the week. It's Paul Heyman's speech last night.
Put it up on the board.
Yep.
Heyman, Mount Rushmore. And I'll piggyback off of that. My mushes of the week was everybody in that arena that left after Heyman. And then those of you that stuck around, given what chance and everything else, like you're disrespecting Bull Nakano. You're disrespecting everybody else that came out afterwards. If you're not going to stay for SmackDown and the Hall of Fame, and WWE may need to look at separating it out, maybe do Hall of Fame Thursday night because they're there now Thursday. So do Hall of Fame Thursday. If you're not going to stick around for everything, don't leave right after SmackDown, because that was absolutely ridiculous that they did that to those individuals last night after Heyman got done. It was a mass exodus. It was a terrible showing, and you're not a true wrestling fan if you get up and leave after one person goes.
Whenever you're actually going to the Hall of Fame, just for the Hall of Fame, it's a different type of crowd. Yeah. Like when we had went in New York, and it's like people are there to enjoy the Hall of Fame, not just to go watch SmackDown, do anything. I agree. I haven't been a fan that they've been doing this SmackDown and then the Hall of Fame the past couple of years. Like, just change it up somehow. You know, it's like you're trying to condense too much in a weekend whenever you're doing this. Like, just one thing on top of another, and it doesn't work that way. Like, let things breathe for WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, make it Thursday night. Make that the kickoff to WrestleMania weekend. Yeah. You got your WrestleMania right World during the day Thursday. Mm-hmm. You have your Hall of Fame Thursday night. Then you got Friday night SmackDown, night one, night two, Raw after. Like, just make it the full 5 days so you can give it its own just do, because I was highly disappointed as a wrestling fan last night seeing that and watching that. And
I didn't notice the people leaving after Paul, but I wasn't like necessarily completely paying attention like after he was done on there, but I was very disappointed with reactions Bull Nakano was getting during her speech.
Like that's absolutely insane. One of the most dominant women ever in pro wrestling.
But I guarantee most of the people that were in that audience have no clue who she is.
Of course.
And it's just like, but don't disrespect her that way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they're getting a ring for some reason. And very disrespectful. It's a Philly audience that I expect. But yeah, very disrespectful. The real wrestling fans, we respect you. We respect everything you've done for the industry, specifically women's wrestling. And it was a poor showing to start off, but I wouldn't expect anything less from the Philadelphia crowd.
I mean, they had ushers going around telling people to move their seats to the camera side, so that way
doing like Oscar filling.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like what AEW does on Dynamite, where they ask people to move to the other side of the arena. So, but yeah, that's my mush of the week is that last night, because I was, really, that irritated me.
I was very glad. I'm glad as soon as they announced that Paul was coming out first, I was like, really? They're putting him on first? I was like, but who knows how long he's going to talk. So at least they're not going to wrap him up at the end of the night. So,
And last night, if you didn't have him stamped already, last night officially stamped Paul Heyman as the greatest orator and communicator in pro wrestling, period. There's nobody that can put words together like Paul Heyman can.
I was this morning, all the uncensored stuff was coming up like on my Instagram timeline and TikTok timeline. Just like, oh, okay, that's what he said there. But
Yeah, poor choice of words in the one who would not be named era just ending, you know.
Yeah.
But, once again, it's Paul. It was a fantastic speech. It hyped me up. That guy will make you run through a brick wall.
But Mars, you just said the man who shall not be named was named last night.
Indeed. Yeah,
that was a little bit of a surprise. So,
hey, they gave him some rope. He didn't completely dive off the deep end with it. Well, no, he did. He definitely did. Heyman, he did it. Nobody else could do it. It was Heyman through and through. So, when the ECW trench coat came out, and the hat got put on, I'm like, oh, well, he's about to truly give us some verbiage here that is not PG era.
He cracked me up whenever he was like, oh, it's the real phone.
Yeah. Man, this thing is real?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been a Paul Heyman guy. Jason, I know you're new to being a Paul Heyman fan. I've been a Paul Heyman guy since Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah.
So, you know, all these years later, was very happy to see him get his moment, and well deserved, especially in Philly.
Yeah, and I thought Roman did good with the introduction mm-hmm. speech. He dropped a little Easter egg in there if you weren't paying attention. But if he's not with the wise man, he's not there. You know, rumor is he's going to take time off after Mania and probably not wrestle till Saudi or in May and maybe even SummerSlam. But he said, if I'm not with the wise man, I'm gone. You won't see your tribal chief no more. So I think Roman, that's the first time he publicly, I believe, talked about retiring in that way.
Getting the big dog.
AJ talked about retiring this week, like saying that he's coming up on the end of his run. He wants that right story and match to go out of. So
he's saying that
his time's coming, but yeah. So
I mean, AJ coming in like came back all fit and bulky now. Just like he might got some time left in the tank.
If you listen to that interview he gave, he's like, I can't even get out of bed without everything hurting and aching and
sure.
Well, I believe it.
Look at everything he used to do back in the day in TNA.
Well, that's what I mean. Look at the style he's wrestled for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But all right, so we got one Mount Rushmore and one Mush out of the way. Paul Heyman on the Mount Rushmore side and wrestling fans leaving and disrespecting the rest of the Hall of Fame inductees afterwards. So that's one and one right there.
I think we can get another one out of the way real quick. And it's not necessarily a mush. We're going back to Jabroni. Donald, Jason, are you with me on that?
Diplomatic whenever I was off the show.
Yeah.
We're giving that 100% Jabroni award for last week. Man in the top left corner up there for shutting the show down last Saturday.
You can't push me for that.
I'm not pushing you. You are a jabroni for that one.
Say that. We're gonna get C&D'd at some point. You keep saying it. I know we're a jabroni internet podcast right now, but as we continue to grow in size, pause. No Diddy. I don't want us to get C&D'd on the game because Vince 3 Jagoffs keep saying jabroni. And yes, I shut the pod down last week accidentally while I was in the car on the road in Virginia. But hey, sometimes you gotta keep you on your toes. You guys gotta be prepared for anything. You gotta face adversity and come through stronger on the other side. And that's what Jens did. You regrouped, you came back on, you talked some shit about me for 5 minutes, and then you finished the pod. Kudos to you guys for facing adversity. I'm glad I can keep you on your toes, even
we're
whenever
professionals.
I'm not
we know how to handle it.
Steve is the ultimate orator. Spinning shit. Way to flip it.
I'm out here like Simone Biles preparing for the Olympics, doing gymnastics, baby. That's what I do.
It's a law degree, man. He knows how to spin it.
Oh, a test.
All right, enough trying to pin that on me, okay? We had technical difficalities last week.
A
lot of French going on here. I didn't know you were bilingual.
We're going to continue with Mount Rushmore's and Mushes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. Mines will go to, keep saying it, Will Ospreay and Hobbs. On Wednesday was very, very good match. And on part of that, that's a part of my that's my jabroni also. What's going on with the Callis family? Like Will Ospreay is just running through the Callis family like Roman Reigns ran through the League of Nations. It was like, what kind of group are you?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Right now. I can't see the story other than like, okay, and Callis was odd on commentary. He was calling Ospreay the golden
dude. I'm the ultimate universe. I love it.
What's he popped on the show?
I was waiting for someone to know this one. From 616.
Taekwon, good job with the asterisks. Maybe we can get some more comments of you up on the show, because typically we gotta leave those on the right hand side through the thread. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Ospreay Callis family story. Like he beat everybody, and Callis is calling him out to be the golden goose in the money bag, but yet afterwards he's over there making up with Hobbs and massaging him to get him to stay. I don't know. It's not very clear right now, but get Ospreay away from them and let him go do his thing.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody else. Yeah, somebody else. I mean, we're just watching it. Like, you're just ripping through this whole group. This group is doing absolutely nothing on TV but just getting jobbed out to probably their best free agent that they got this signing. I mean, have them job. I mean, have them go through like real jobbers, like Butcher.
Well, I mean, I get what they did Wednesday night with the tit for tat. Like, okay, we both wrestled Shibata. We both beat Shibata, him and Danielson. Both had great matches with Shibata. Now you're both fighting Hosses and big men and seeing if you guys can one-up each other that way as well. So the tit for tat between them, the one-upmanship, if they continue that, cool. I'm okay with it. And then you get in there and see who's the best at Dynasty. But we could have found somebody else other than Hobbs for Ospreay to go at. You had Archer against Danielson. Like you said, we could have ruled out the Butcher out there. We could have found somebody else.
You could have slid Wardlow out there.
Well, yes, you could.
Yes, you can.
I mean, hey, that's probably in the – if they're going to job these guys out, they might as well save him for another week.
It's literally 737 wrestlers on the roster for the fact that they decided to use those two guys to be, you know, mat rats is a little weird to me. But I never can doubt the booking of TK and his ability to not make any damn sense. You know,
of course.
After the releases,
it's like your life.
7:30 now, Mars, but
yeah,
no, of course. Just look who's booking the matches. So you got your answer right there.
And the thing that sucks is like you watch Hobbs and you watch Archer in both of those matches, and you see how good of matches that they have with the upper echelon guys. And it's like, all right, why are you not finding a spot for them?
Exactly.
To do something. Like,
How long we've been saying this about Archer and Hobbs?
Yeah, I know. And I know Archer has hit his bumps in the road with injuries, and he was out for a while. It was either a back or a neck, but he's your, he should be one of your dominant big men that is up there and can be thrown in a title picture every once in a while just to give a different feel, not be the guy that automatically faces the champion and he loses right away.
Yeah. His first defense, throw Archer out there.
All right, so we got Ospreay, Hobbs for both Mount Rushmore and Mush of the Week there from Donald. Jay, what do you got as far as Mount Rushmore and Mush?
This is the last one before Mania. I'm throwing the final boss up there. He's just been pure entertainment on all social media since, especially when he dropped that video game last night.
Yeah,
that was gold.
That was good.
That was gold.
Way better than what I described it after the show.
That was good.
They better use that at WrestleMania, like for tonight.
That was so good.
It needs to be the entrance for the match. He's got a new entrance every time he's been on TV. So why not?
What if they played a video game and at the end, whenever he comes out extra large, and it's just the final boss popping up behind the stage. Just an extra large cutout of the final boss.
I thought you were going like have him use Cody's entrance and come up through.
That would be great there. That'd be an ultimate shot there. But yeah, the video game was great. I mean, it was pure Double Dragon, right on tip top Double Dragon.
Giving me a little Streets of Rage vibe too.
That's what I got. Streets of Rage.
I got Double Dragon.
Yeah. It was good. Whatever it was, it was good.
Everybody, including the rest of them.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the final boss as your Mount Rushmore this week. You got anything for your mush?
My mush, I got two. I got one for them putting Seth in that Bloodlines match before Mania. I get it, but you don't put your top guy who just came off injury in that match exactly. in the Bloodlines. Yeah, street fight. And then two, I'm going to go with this whole Sami Zayn.
You didn't like the Rocky Three montage?
Oh, you even messed up the handshake.
Look, I would be here for the montage if it wasn't just done the Monday before Mania. Like if we had seen this play out over a couple weeks, and then we get the video package Monday of him with the training in the sand and everything else, like, cool, you leaned into it. I like it. It fits the mold. But to just do it the Monday before, that's where I was like, I don't like it. They were great in it, but I don't need that the week before. Seven days, and you expect me to believe that, you know, 7 days out, you hit this hard training camp with Chad Gable.
He hit the Rocky.
Master Gable.
He hit the Rocky up in the snow in the mountains against Drago. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. All right, that's not a bad mush. So I gave you my mush already. My Mount Rushmore this week is going to be Samoa Joe and Swerve, and the contract signing at the end of
that was 1B for me.
Yeah, like you talk, Raw had a great ending to the show with their go home, and that was Mount Rushmore for me. But I want to give AEW some love here, and Samoa Joe, god damn, he's a menace on the microphone, boy. He is. Okay. Absolutely ruthless, and I love everything about it. And that's the reason, like, I know Swerve's time is coming. He's over like Rover with the fans, and the organic build has been great with him. But I just don't want to see Joe leave the belt. I don't want to see him drop the belt. And it still goes back to me is, how did Vince only see him as a commentator? One of the biggest fumbles in WWE ever. Makes zero sense how he did not have a run as champion, because he's an absolute stud in every sense of the word. So I loved everything about it. The note, the Diddy line, just everything, the violence, it made sense. Swerve sacrificing. And then to top it all off, seeing the video after the show went off the air, they're carrying Swerve up the stage and his music's playing. And Nana got this concerned look on his face, but his hands are still doing this. It was like, oh, even whenever his man's down and out, he's sticking to the gimmick and giving a little dance.
He's good at it.
Great A job there, Nana. So, yeah, Swerving Joe is my Mount Rushmore this week. Mars, you get the first ever guest appearance, Mount Rushmore and Mush of the Week.
I'm super honored. I'm
putting you on the spot here. You may not have thought about this, but
I'm prepared. I'm the best there is, the best you'll see, the best there was going to be one day around the corner.
So, chop him out.
Whatever. Chop him out.
So, little spewed out here.
I'm going to agree with Jason. This whole final boss run has been absolutely phenomenal. Not what I expected, especially that I thought he was going to come back as a babyface. Everything he's done, the entrance, the violence, the cursing, the 1 hour and 30 minute promos on Instagram. I love it. I'm here for it. It reminds me how great the Attitude Era was and how larger than life the personas were back then. It kind of, it's amazing that he's outshined all three of their top guys every single week.
He's there every week.
He's been there more than Roman has been this whole year. Yes. And probably had more physicality. So that's amazing to me. And then as far as my mush, it's going to be a rare double, but The Rock and his capping. Oh my goodness. Like, you've turned and spin this story around where it's phenomenal. I'm excited. But let's not act like this was the initial plan back in January 1. I haven't heard that much BS out of a wrestler's mouth since Hogan. Yeah, you know, I called my childhood friend Nick and I said, I got an idea. What if Vince gets arrested? I come back on the board. They're like, whoa, 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 Negro Domus, that is not what happened. So I was not a fan of that capping and not a big fan of capping. So that's my Bush of the Week for sure.
Yeah. And,
it's okay to bookend the same person.
I'm not mad at your choices, but yeah. the Rock, yeah, with the cap, he had the big cap on. You know the big hats that they made. He got the money. He got the big red, boots from Dora the Explorer on. He is just over cap.
That's an Arby's cap on his head, the Pharrell hat on his head right there. I'm like,
I know Conan used to say on his podcast, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. And he is not letting truth get in the way of a good story at all. That man is telling multiple lies on multiple fronts, there.
What's up, man?
G with the happy WrestleMania again. Multiple lies, multiple fronts, multiple caps. He might as well have been like Oprah, handed a cap out to everybody in the arena last night.
You get a cap. We all get caps.
That's how I feel about him basically giving himself a belt last night at the Hall of Fame.
Why not? Why not? How about a letting his grandma? Like, I will not disrespect her legacy in the business, but come on man, like, you let your grandma gave yourself a belt. I love the nepotism. I'm waiting to see what happens with Ava when she turns heel and becomes the mini boss to the final boss. I'm excited for it all.
What's another belt in the promotions,
why not?
When she said she was gonna give him the people's gym, I was like, oh, she might be giving him like one of Ali's belts. I was like, that's kind of cool, and then it was the Brahma Bull title. I was like, really?
I thought about that 30 years ago to make him a Brahma Bull belt.
yeah. All right. Well, since you brought up Eva, did anybody see and we'll get into WrestleMania predictions here right after this, but we got NXT coming up here in about half an hour. Did anybody see the clip of her on the phone call after NXT last week? So they put out, I think it was a WWE clip, but they put it out. It's like the anonymous camera view, right? But behind her, behind some scaffolding, right? And it's her on the phone and she's talking. She's like, yeah, everybody's excited for you to come back, and we love you here in NXT, and you're always welcome in NXT, and can't wait to see you. So I don't know who's gonna show up or come back as a surprise here, but
Apollo!
He's gonna come out with the drums around him and challenge Oba to a Nigerian drum fight.
Please, with the accents going all over the place.
Yeah, so maybe a little NXT surprise there. How they used to end their shows, the Hunter ending. Maybe we get something like that. But I thought it was a little interesting, and I forgot to bring it up last night when we talked about the NXT show. So. All right.
Little Birdie told me it's the re-signing of Cassius Ohno. So yeah, that's not true.
You can't do that a third time.
All right, so we got Mount Rushmore's out the way. We got Mushes of the Week out the way. Let's get into this WrestleMania Night 1 card. Break it down. We'll go in depth a little bit with the predictions, and then afterwards, we got some WrestleMania trivia for you guys to answer. In the chat, y'all can play along as well and give us your answers. But let's break down this card and get into the biggest event of the year.
We got 7 matches scheduled for tonight. 2-hour countdown show before, but no matches on the countdown show. So.
I will say this, pause. I might watch the kickoff show for 2 hours so I can see all the video packages, because I don't get them
on Peacock.
And I watched the Jimmy and Jay one that was online last night, and it was phenomenal. Like, that's the only thing I miss about being on Peacock. I don't get the packages between matches. I get the stupid ads. So that may be the only
a lot of no diddy right there. Not getting the package, getting on the Peacock. Jesus.
Watch the hands.
Well, we had that issue last night too.
All right, so we'll get it. Steve, you brought this up last night. This could possibly be the kickoff match for WrestleMania tonight. The Women's World Championship, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
If you're going to start the show hot. And what other way to put mommy out there? Because, man, she was sizzling last night. A lot of them were sizzling last night. Bayley, Mickey James, kudos to the women for showing up and tearing the house down.
I did not see Mickey. I'll have to go take a look at that.
But mommy, the man, the build hasn't been the greatest, but I think they're absolutely going to tear the house down match-wise. You know, Ripley, Rhea's an official year-long champion. She absolutely, her and Charlotte arguably stole the show at Mania last year. And I wouldn't expect anything different between her and Becky right now. So I got Rhea. I got mommy retaining. I don't see this being your typical WrestleMania title switch, but it's honestly a flip of the coin. But I'll take mommy to retain. She's on too much of a heater right now to take it off of her.
Yep, I'm the same. Rhea, all the way. I just hope that she defends the title more this year.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. Yeah, give me Rhea. What you said, Dawn. More defenses. Poker better.
Mars?
Yeah, I'm definitely going Rhea, mommy on top. Becky's contract coming to an end. And her mentioning that she hasn't even been offered. I don't know if that's a shoot or a work. Definitely don't see her coming on top. Not too many people left for Rhea to beat on that side. So, yeah, mommy retains. And I think we're going to see those defenses. I know she had some health issues earlier in the year with concussions, and they probably just being safe with her character. Mm-hmm. But as I feel Judgment Day starts to disintegrate, we'll see more of her on a face run. And, yeah, absolutely, mommy wins this.
I'm not disagreeing with any of you guys. Rhea, mommy is over. There's no point of taking the belt off of her at the moment just to give another run for Becky. So exactly. We're going to have her retain.
And Mars, to your point with the contract, I don't see Becky leaving and going anywhere else.
Me either.
But, like, Drew still hasn't signed a deal.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, they talked about – we talked about this on the show – with the takeover and, you know, TKO running it, that these offers aren't going to be what they're expecting from an offer-wise. And it's going to be interesting to see who may leave for the other show or shows, depending on what brand. But, you can't lose the caliber of a Becky Lynch and a Drew McIntyre. But to also piggyback on your guys' other point, if Becky wins or Rhea, the Raw women's roster is looking like shake and bake because all the talent's on SmackDown.
Yes, it is.
So,
you know what that means?
Well, Hunter said that the draft is coming up next month, so we'll get some shake up and some people will move and get some fresh matchups, hopefully. But yeah, right now that Raw women's roster is definitely thin as far as challengers and people that you could buy in to taking a title. So
I'd actually rather them hold off on the draft and wait till the fall, whenever SmackDown moves back to USA and then they're getting ready to move to Netflix. I think Raw ends up for those 3 months because we still don't know what's going to happen with Raw in quarter four this year, but
probably riding the Peacock. Respect.
I would hold off too because you just had those people who signed on a SmackDown, like a Tiffany, like Jade, like a Braun. I don't think it'd be a them
move, but you could get like a Naomi or a Bianca move, or
that's the point of GMs, right? You're supposed to trade. So,
I mean, you got Bayley, you got all the damage control, you got Charlotte, even though she's injured. Like the Raw, you can damn near have a show of women by itself on SmackDown with how deep that women's roster is right now.
Yeah, you guys were talking about the contract. I don't know if Becky wouldn't sign again right now. I don't know if I'd necessarily see her jump somewhere else. Maybe just take some time off.
That's what I see too.
Then rework it. I can see her pulling the Johnny Gargano, taking a break for 3 or 4 months, and then, you know, coming back, re-energized, maybe with a new persona.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be bad.
That'd be a way to go out on a loss.
Like the way you're supposed to.
Unless you're staying.
You lost all your mojo. This is who you needed to beat to prove yourself, and you couldn't do it. That's the way to go out.
Yeah, and it would fit story-wise for her to take time off after that and then come back. So not a bad deal there. But I do think that this will open the show tonight.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For Rhea and Becky to be main eventers, by all means, of actually main evented a WrestleMania. Becky said it herself, if you're not going to be on last, you want to be on first. And I think they will get those two that respect to put them on first.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Moving on. We're going to the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. We already talked a little bit about this, but let's go dive in more.
I guess I'll go first here. Gunther. Do not take the belt off of him. He's absolutely tremendous. If you caught him on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, the man is everything that you want in a world champion. He has charisma out the wazoo. He gave personality yesterday on the show. Like, his in-ring work is untouchable. It's almost second to none. He's arguably one of the best in the world, bell to bell. Character is over. He personifies it to the 10th degree. There's no reason to take the belt off and give it to Sami Zayn. None at all.
Yeah.
Let him continue to rock and roll with this Intercontinental title.
Yeah, I'm going with Gunther. The only person that I was seeing taken off is Gable. And Gable's not in it. Gunther all the way.
Hear me out. Gunther's winning. Winning tonight. Losing to Gable tomorrow.
Tomorrow or Monday?
Monday.
Tomorrow.
Night two, okay.
Seven matches tonight, six tomorrow. You can slide that in there. Give Gable a Mania moment. But we all expect it.
It would be different.
Look at this. Thinking out the box.
Mm-hmm. Really thinking outside the box.
If not, Monday.
A little bit more realistic, but yes, I like the way you're thinking there. I have Sammy winning this, actually. I don't agree with it. I don't think there's any reason to take the belt off of Gunther, but at the same time, when are we going to start preparing to put Gunther in the world title picture? He's done every possible thing to arguably make the Intercontinental title the most prestigious belt, most defended belt, the most, the belt with the best competitors going against them. I feel Sammy wins with some shenanigans, probably some help for the entire Alpha Academy. I could see Imperium coming out, getting in some overbookage, and somehow Sammy, with the big eyes, looks surprised and he wins the belt to lead a feud to him and Chad Gable. That's where I see going with this. So, Chad saying, hey, you stole my moment. But I feel Sammy wins for this. And then Gunther gets ready to go for the world title, whoever that may be at the end of WrestleMania.
I'm not angry over that booking, Mars. Mm-hmm. Both you and Jason gave some good moments there. I was hoping we would be in a better position for WrestleMania, seeing especially where Gable was back in the fall, going after the Intercontinental title, that we would have been in a position to see, the Gunther Intercontinental Championship reign being a bigger thing at WrestleMania. Maybe losing it or having that, that disbelief that he could lose it going in. I just don't have that disbelief that he's going to drop the title tonight against Sammy. I wish I did. The way I feel right now, Sammy had his moment last year. This isn't it. So Gunther retains.
I mean, you guys gave some different storybook endings and new beginnings. And Cody said last night, when one story ends, a new story begins. I'm just not ready for the story of Gunther as IC champ to end. I don't think that you can turn the page yet and have that belt remain on the level that it's been, where it should be, where it belonged, where it was in the 90s when that was the belt and it was more important than the heavyweight title based on who carried it and how they carried it. So let's rock and roll and continue with Gunther until there is a guy that – when you're on these long reigns, and I've said this before, whoever beats the champ – needs to get the rub. Mm-hmm. And Sammy don't need the rub.
No.
So there's no reason to have him beat the champ. Mm-hmm. You should be beating the champ after a long historic run, and you should automatically be catapulted into stardom because you ended the run. Sammy don't need that.
Gunther's overcome everything. He's the longest reigning. If you look at combined days, he's overtaken that as well. You know, this is a reign that's never, that probably will never be duplicated again, or it's going to be a number of years before it happens, like it did the last time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I feel just like when Brock beat Undertaker, that should be reserved for someone that's going to hold the company on their shoulders for the next 20 years. It should have been Bray, in all reality. But same thing, the Intercontinental, even being in the match, just nothing for Sammy. I feel they dropped the ball being so focused on The Rock, Cody, Seth, Drew, and Roman, that they kind of dropped the ball with some of the undercard matches here. But everything with The Rock has been so exciting, you kind of lose fat track of that. There's no reason this shouldn't be Chad Gable and Gunther, and the story's right there. But, you know, they put Sammy in that spot. I know why, because he was arguably, you know, people wanted him to beat Roman just a year ago, so you don't want to waste that momentum. But I feel like the momentum's already been squandered, and Sammy can always build himself back up as he's done throughout his career.
All right, next.
All right, we're going to get into the 6-woman tag team match. Bianca, Jade, Naomi versus Damage Control.
If you don't understand why those women came out last night dressed up as cowboys, then you're not paying attention. And I'll let you figure that out on your own. I'm not going to explain it to you. But the representation was crazy last night. Jade front and center in the middle. The presence and aura is there. I like that they kept her mic time short. You don't need her talking for long yet. Mm-hmm. Let her shine and hit some moves in the match. Get the oohs and ahs and have her get a rub from Bianca and Naomi. So I'm going with the three queens, or the big three, as they dubbed themselves last night, Naomi, Bianca, and Jade.
Yeah, the big three. I mean, even though I love my Damage Control girls, they're not winning this match.
Big three, Dakota East depend.
Yeah, big 2.5, because I don't know if I can say Naomi is big three just yet. But I love Naomi, but
let's get the Naomi stands on here attacking us for that one.
Come at me, bro. I'm ready for it. But yeah, no, absolutely.
That's at Mars Entertainment.
But yeah, I cannot see Bianca's streak being broken anytime soon. I think she's going to have the closest to having a Undertaker-like streak. I can't see Jade losing her debut match. And unfortunately, as much as I love Damage Control, they're going to be cannon fodder. I don't think it's going to be a long match. I think we're going to see a lot of power moves. And it ends with, you know, them in the eye of the storm, which, by the way, Marvel's going to sue your ass. Stop it. Get away with it. We know what you're doing. The silver hair. We get it. But Tizzy's going to be at your ass.
Mark plays a lot in wrestling. Look at Rey Mysterio every year.
Big 2.5 definitely wins this one.
There's nothing that you guys said that I'm not going to say. So big, go around the horn, big three.
That might be a good dynamic, power and speed. I want to see it.
We said that last night on the show. There's a lot of matches where you get that dynamic and it plays out really well. So, you know, it's not like the other three across from them are chump change and can't go in the ring. Oh, no. So, yeah, it will be good. But the presentation is going to be unreal. And just seeing Jay come out on that stage, the aura, be insane.
All right, up next, we're gonna go with Ray and Dragon Lee.
It ain't Dragon Lee anymore. It ain't Dragon Lee anymore.
When they changed that
last night. Dragon Lee got taken out. Yeah, he got taken out.
Carlito, I know what you did, sir.
Yep.
Yep. we'll get Carlito and Rey, and Andrade and Zelina are officially going to be back together. So let them have that presentation. And get them two out of the LWO and just let them rock and roll like they did in NXT, because that package was great together. I'll go Rey and Andrade. You're not having Dirty Dom win. He's going to eat the pin. He'll get booed out the building by 80-some thousand people tonight like he always does.
Nope. Who won last year? Rey beat Dom last year. Nope.
Taekwon, one got a mask and one doesn't. What do you mean he can't tell the difference?
Yep. So
give me
Dirty Dom for the win.
Yeah, give me Dirty Dom, and then the rubber match will be Dom's big moment and Rey sending off. So
at next year's WrestleMania, so we're gonna go three in a row, or
why not? I'm actually gonna go with not Dirty Dom and Andrade. Who are they fighting again? I forgot.
Dirty Dom and
the other Rey and Andrade against Dom and Andrade.
There you go. And I feel there's going to be interference by Carlito. So that's how Carlito ends up. Another one betrayed by Rey. It's obvious that when Dragon Lee was out, you think Carlito would have got the space since he's supposedly the LWO. And Rey, like he always says, he's a terrible man under that mask. We all know it. So absolutely. I'm going to give it to Santos. I miss one match, dude. Get off me. Come on. You've been permanent. There's 700 people in the Latino world order, including myself. And I'm not even
Ty, he's actually taking my space soon. So, I mean,
we're 50 minutes in, and that edible we took before the show just finally kicked in. So give him slack.
There you go. Rey loses this one, and I think the tiebreaker at WrestleMania, mask for career match or something like that with Dom, where Dom gets the mask. So that's where I'm going. Early booking.
Okay.
This man booking Mania for next year.
42. I'm ready, baby.
That's right.
I'm definitely expecting some interference of this one, too. Like, this is going to be an AEW-type interference match. Donald, I got to agree with you. I got to go with Dirty Dom.
Well, we know that. You're not picking Rey Mysterio ever. So I don't want to pick
either of them. I don't want to pick either of them. So I'm picking one or the other. I think the interference is going to cost Rey in this one. All right. Dom's just so over. Like, I can't go against him right now.
All right. Next,
we're gonna go into brother versus brother, Uso versus Uso. You can remember this one, right, Mars?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. they look just alike, but I'm giving this one the main event, Jay. He's been over like Rover with the Eminem 8 Mile thing he does and the weird glasses. But yeah, I'm giving it to main event Jay all day. It's going to be an emotional match, and I think there's going to be a story that we really need to pay attention when it comes to bloodline rules in night two. But yeah, I definitely give it main event Jay with a little bit of motion in there, but Jay's going to pull this one out.
Jay's not going to win. Jimmy's going to win this because in the history, when real brothers fought each other, the heel brother always won. Owen and Matt Hardy. Jimmy's the heel brother. Jimmy's going to win.
Look at the big brain on Donald doing his research and remembering brother versus
Jimmy
brother.
Needs it more. So I can rock with that. I can rock with that. Bizarro Mars, or am I Bizarro Donald? Which one is it? But yes.
Yeah. Then Jay got to get rid of his glasses, man. That reminds me of too much of Bret Hart.
They're bad. They're really bad. Every time I see him, I feel like he's gonna start tap dancing. I'm like, don't do it, Jay. is you ain't, you know.
Good, Chris, follow that up.
Main event, Jay. Who wants to go next? Right.
Good job. Good transition. Good job.
My heart was Jimmy, but it's going to Jay.
I got main event, Jay. I'm, you know, be excited to see the yeeting that goes on in this match. Pause, no diddy. So yeah, main event, Jay. This is the, like, you talk about who should be facing Gunther for the title and having a WrestleMania moment. Nobody more over than Jay right now. So, like,
history.
Yeah. The brother versus brother. This is gonna be my match of the night for night one. I'm giving my spoiler prediction early on that. I think these two are gonna absolutely tear the house down.
I'm the evil one. I'm always the evil one.
All right, moving on. We're gonna go into the six-man ladder match. 16-man ladder match.
So apparently they're gonna have both sets of titles hanging, and then whoever grabs each title will be the champion. So we're getting a title split. But maybe Judgment Day might grab both titles, and then they are still double champ. I don't know. This is gonna be a cluster bleep of a match, and I have no interest in this at all. The fact that this is what they came up for the tag team titles makes no sense.
They came up with this just to, so they could split the titles, I think.
Yeah.
That's what well, and give me. That. Give me Awesome Truth and give me A-Town Under.
I was same thing. It is. I was thinking about that. Whenever they said split the titles, I was like, yeah, that's where they're going. So I'm going the same way.
All right.
Judgment Day and A-Town Under.
Judgment Day and A-Town Under. Okay. Morris, what you got?
Yeah, Awesome Truth and A-Town Down Under. I feel A-Town Down Under has the ability to be really, really entertaining. And we already know, you know, Awesome Truth, R-Truth, everything he touches is gold. I'm a little worried about, because he's like, what, 67 climbing the ladder? That's a little scary. But at the end of the day, this is the end of the Judgment Day, the death knell for the Judgment Day by the end of this WrestleMania. And I'm definitely saying Awesome Truth pulling it over for Raw and A-Town Down Under pulling it over.
Judgment Day's retaining. After all this, Judgment Day's retaining.
So we know R-Truth is the king of doing spots and matches that aren't that match, right? He came out in the Rumble with the ladder. He's done there. So what if he does the opposite and the bell rings and he throws everybody over the top rope and
starts cheering?
Yeah, and points to the sign. I'm going to WrestleMania, bro. You're at WrestleMania. Like,
what are you doing? My bad.
Yeah, my bad. Like I need that spot to happen just so I can pop myself. Pause.
Yeah. He's gonna do something. It's Truth. He's gonna do something.
Yeah, but this is gonna be a complete cluster. It's bad when you got seven guys in there on one ladder for a freaking Money in the Bank.
It's too much.
I don't know how you're going to have all these teams plus split ladders plus spots. Like, yeah, no.
Too
my
risky.
Anxiety, yeah, my anxiety will be through the roof on this match, so I may not even watch this.
Anything else on that one?
Cameron asks, are there any lids of the Hardy Boys showing up? Not unless it's for a DUI test.
Nope. No.
Jeff's not cleared, and They're still both under contract.
I was going to say, they weren't contracts coming up, but I haven't heard anything about Jeff's contract coming up.
They weren't TBA on Aubrey Warner?
I wouldn't be shocked if the Dudleys show up, however. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dudleys.
And what, so a run-in during this match, so now we have 14 people in the ring?
Why not? He might have a stroke like a year ago, so the fact that he's still wrestling is pretty impressive.
No, he doesn't do it very often,
but
good man, they had their moment back in Mania 33. No need for them. Bury their asses.
Jesus.
Got dark. All right. Dark marks popping.
On the next.
All right, main event time. The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth.
All right, who wants to take this first?
I'll take the lead on this. Roman and Rock obviously are going to win this one. The fact that they want to put everything against Cody for night two, We're going to have to see The Rock on night two. Roman and Rock definitely pull this one out. Ends with a bad night for Seth, I believe, and a bad night for Cody. A total beatdown. Rock wins this match, but we will see Vengeance in night two. But, yeah, I'm going to go Rock and Roman on this. Double R, Rolls Royce.
Yep, I'm going the same way, too. Rock will get the pin on Cody to further that story, for sure. And just like Mara said, to put everything on Cody so he can overcome it all tomorrow. There's no way a Legend's not getting a pin.
Match of the night and Rock and Roman.
Rock and Roman. Everything you guys said so far.
I keep flip-flopping on what I want to see.
The stack the
chips to load the deck to make them climb the mountain, etc., etc. Yeah, that can definitely work for Cody, but at the same time, I'm gonna go a little different route. I'm gonna have Seth and Cody win, so we get a fair one between Roman and Cody. However, it's not really a fair one.
You never get a fair one.
Yeah, it still won't be fair.
We'll get the debut of the formerly known Tama Tonga to come into the bloodline and cost Cody the match on night two. And Roman. Yes, I just want to be different. We can't go 5 for 5 in agreement on it.
So Tama Tonga comes in with the hoodie. And just the new solo. What about Zillow and Jacob Fatu? Those guys are out there killing it.
You can bring those two in too, and have them cost Cody. Because you can put Jacob Fatu in the ring with anybody, and I'll be highly entertained. So if they want to run with them. Let's just make it like Mortal Kombat 17, and just have Cody face every single member of the
everybody. During the match,
Mama Rose gonna bleed.
Oh my God, Rikishi!
He said Mama Rose comes out.
Thanks, Doc. Mama Rose gonna bleed.
Hey, Doc, you'll get your shirt when Cody finishes the story. Okay, how about that? So in my booking, he's not finishing the story. Okay.
It's in the port of Baltimore right now. Sorry.
Yeah, it's in the port of Baltimore. You gotta wait till the bridge gets rebuilt before you.
Dark.
All right, anything else for WrestleMania night one?
Steve, you gave your match of the night. Everybody else go ahead. What do you think match of the night will be?
Jay and Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm not putting that up, and you're going to get your shirt. Order the shit right after the show. Shut up.
I'm going to agree. I think the sheer emotion and joy that those two are going to bring, even in their last few appearances together, you could see them cracking a smile because they're so happy that they're going to be able to do this. And I listened to an interview with Jimmy and Jay, and Jimmy was like, I'm bringing out new moves. I'm bringing out stuff different. I think they're going to tear the house down, those two guys.
Super kick to the left instead of a super kick to the right.
I'm going to slap my left hip this time.
Splash on one side of the ring, splash on the other side of the ring.
Splash on the middle rope. but yeah, I'm gonna give it to the Yeet boys, and I'm gonna say they're gonna have match of the night.
I think I'm gonna give it to Gunther and Sammy. I think they're gonna be able, even though we have our reservations about the match, I think they're gonna be able to do it. Gunther, that's what he does. He just has matches of the night.
I mean, him, Sheamus, and Drew.
Very true. Yeah,
they were my match last year. Yeah, they were my favorite match last year.
Yeah. So.
And that's all it right. For night one.
Night one, hit us up on social media. Let us know your predictions. We'll be live tweeting the show, so come on over and get involved in the chat. Maybe thinking about throwing up a Discord or two and get some conversations going as well, but we'll see. And yeah, let's hit this WrestleMania wrestling trivia game we got.
First question.
6 questions on the board. Start off a little easy. They'll get harder as they go.
And I know. Let's see
what we got here.
I know.
I think I hope we all know this, but go ahead, Donald.
What's Diamond Dallas Page?
Correct. Diamond Dallas Page drove Honky Tonk's pink Cadillac at WrestleMania 6. It was actually DDP's drop pink top. Pink
Cadillac. Oh, was it?
Yes, it was his own.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He drove it specifically to the show.
God
to
drive damn, down there.
You can't say that. So you can't say that.
It's so dark.
But Morris, he knows everything like that too. That's
crazy. I get the references.
All right, next. Who's the? Go ahead, Chris.
Seth.
Nope.
No.
Oh wow,
Brett.
Seth too. Don't know.
Brett. Mm-hmm. Bret Hart, WrestleMania 10.
But Bret didn't Seth and Randy open and then 31?
I thought they were the second match. Yeah, they were the second match because the Intercontinental ladder match was the first one.
And cash in don't count.
Yeah, he walked out with the belt. I think it counts. I think it counts.
All right, what WrestleMania match was the first one to feature wrestlers using their real names?
Don't know.
Easy. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. That's their real names, right?
WrestleMania 1 main event. Mr. T, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, no.
First name Mr., last name T. Everyone knows this. Would it be Eddie Guerrero
let's say Brett Owen.
Yeah, that's their real names.
Nope.
Okay.
Who did Lawrence Taylor play?
Eddie and Kurt.
I don't think Bam
Bam. Bam Bigelow is not his real name.
Who did he fight? I didn't think Bam Bam Bigelow. I said, who did he fight?
Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar.
There you go.
19.
I knew it was Kurt Angle and somebody. Okay.
Interesting.
Next. Yeah.
What WrestleMania had no tag team matches?
It's only 39 to choose from.
And a lot of them had tag team matches.
WrestleMania 4?
Nope.
That was a good one.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the tournament. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
12?
Nope. One more guess. Anybody? Anybody?
3.
WrestleMania 21.
Oh.
Okay.
Two more. Name the two wrestlers who never won at WrestleMania in singles matches only. Two wrestlers who've never won at WrestleMania, and they're both 0-5. One of the participants in this answer, his name was already spoken on this show.
Is it Jerry the King Lawler?
Nope. Jason's like, y'all woke me up on Saturday for
trivia.
Be Brian Blair.
I can't tell you what happened Monday.
Is Cody one of them?
Nope.
Oh, Cody beat Seth on his
return. Oh, that is right. Damn, I forgot. Recent history.
I'm
stumped.
0-5. 0-5. Vince?
Nope. We got the brother of Cody Rhodes, Goldust. And Jeff Hardy.
Oh, wow.
Both 0-5.
Nobody would know that shit. Shouldn't be a trivia.
Why, it's trivia.
It's trivia.
All right, last one.
Last one. The best one. Name the four wrestlers to have the most heavyweight title victories at WrestleMania, and all four of these men are tied with three heavyweight title victories.
Well, Roman's one. Hulk, probably number two. Stone Cold. And I'm going to say Triple H.
So you got two correct.
Hey, I'll take a 50%. That was great in school.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say Roman and Triple H.
Is it retaining or is it?
I think Brett had the most.
There you go. Jay's thinking the right way. This is a little bit of a trick question.
Is it retaining or is it actually winning?
It's not retaining. It's actually winning.
Winning. Okay.
So Stone Cold is one.
Austin is one. Correct. At 14, 15, and 17. Mm-hmm. Hogan is also correct at 5, 7, and 9.
Mm.
It's two more.
Cena
and Taker also correct. Okay. Cena 21, 25, 26, and Undertaker at 13, 23, and 24. So those are your four questions. And arguably, you're Mount Rushmore in some people's books.
Yeah.
So there you have it. A little WrestleMania wrestling trivia. Thanks for playing along out there. Taquan.
Oh my God. I need counseling after this.
This is every week.
Yeah. All right. You'll see the man rock in the corner.
Mars might not be back tomorrow for the show.
Yeah, Mars, you're coming back on tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. I will be here tomorrow with my tag team partner. The one and only, my personal wise man, Big Gerald. So hopefully his microphone won't ruin the atmosphere of that man the microphone. But yeah, I will be here bright and early, on time, as always, and not in the car.
There you go. Anybody got anything else that they want to discuss for night one? Anything?
Surprise. I'm pretty excited for the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What surprises do you guys think? Because there's always going to be a surprise night one. A surprise return, surprise interference.
The man who shall not be named?
No.
You thought you'd have a WrestleMania without me, Hunter.
Cena and Rock. Or Cena and Stone Cold.
No.
I'm not calling it, but that's what people were saying. So I'm going to throw it out there.
No. We have enough legends on the card. We have enough legends on the card.
Honestly, like
I think they're going to do like a WrestleMania 30. You're going to have that legend moment.
No. I don't know if you need. I really don't know if you need any. Like, save them for Monday. Make the Raw after Mania a big deal again because it hasn't been the last couple years. Mm-hmm. Like,
except for like two matches, the story's been good enough to hold on their own.
Yeah. I don't need a whole lot of overbooking. I don't need a whole lot of shenanigans.
It's XL, baby.
You'll probably get Cena on one night, you'll get Austin on another. I know they were calling the Avengers out there. So there he is, squeezing a building in Philly. I hope you don't eat no cheesesteaks.
Have fun.
Mark's everywhere.
Mark, have fun.
Tell us all about the trip to Philly.
Hey, Squeeze, yeah. did you bring the triple fat goose with you? Because that was going to be my mush of the week. Philadelphia, thanks for ruining any Northeast city for getting a WrestleMania in the future with it being 38 and 39 degrees at night and those people out there wrestling. Come on now, you can't do that. Philadelphia just ruined it. Northeast cities no longer in contention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say, you know what that means? New York ain't getting anything. They've been talking about no stadiums.
There you go. Get that bourbon out there. Get that Woodford Reserve out there.
Well, they've been talking about Minnesota for next year. It's just like I don't know if Minnesota's gonna get it.
But it's in the dorm. It's in the dome.
Yeah. It's in a dome stadium. They can,
it's just getting there. When you go from parking to the arena when it's 22 below, you realize that I don't like wrestling this much. I'm just watching for the comfort of my home.
Yeah.
But for real, Mark,
don't use the deodorant though. Might be okay for having something cold like that.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, if you're not hung over tomorrow, make sure you chime in when we go live tomorrow at 3 for night one recap and night two predictions, and give us the feels in the arena and let us know. You know, here we go. See, that's what's wrong. You gotta like and enjoy everything as a wrestling fan.
Tribalism, my sin. We must.
He's out there with his WWE flag on more than Jason is. Whoa, we got a late entrant for a little surprise here. I think Jay gonna turn on Cody.
That's all too much.
Like, there's so many twists and turns. Rock's been a double agent. Seth's a double agent. Yeah. Like, they
Sammy's going to come in.
They do. Top one. You can't be berating people coming in and dropping.
He's not even a
I think we are in store for something. There's going to be some type of swerve in the bloodline storyline. There just has to be. I mean, I don't know what it is, but yeah, not quality.
I need this chat combined somehow where they can see each other.
We can do it, but
hey, Sean, we go live every weekend 11. We'll be live again tomorrow for night one and night two. Night one recap, night two. So
tomorrow 3 o'clock.
Yeah, come in tomorrow, and enjoy
3 o'clock.
Show.
3 o'clock.
MJF coming out on a roller coaster.
Did somebody hit the button?
I may have accidentally. Can't have them comments rolling on screen. Yeah, there were a lot of MJF chants during the Pat McAfee show yesterday whenever Hunter was out there talking. So the MJF is not showing up at WrestleMania. Like, no.
If you think he hasn't re-signed a contract, then I got a bridge to sell you in Baltimore.
I don't know, man. Hey, listen, I will say this. Like, I'm excited to just sit back and watch it and enjoy it.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I mean, this is, like we said, probably one of the smoothest roads to WrestleMania. As far as like booking and getting there, not having some shenanigans and, you know, Goldberg winning the belt and all that other
thing. Yes.
Like, you know, we're here. It's time. They're going to absolutely go out and kill it. Hunter said on the show yesterday, hey, listen, you come out of this weekend, we want you to say that was the best that you've ever seen. And then we're going to just immediately hit the ground running on Monday. So, jeez.
So, who do I send my therapy invoice to? Is it Chris?
Taekwon. We don't reimburse those.
Don't put me in that. No.
You said the way you're getting on.
Hey. Taekwon keeps it real. There's no doubt about that. Sometimes it's a little too real, and it's, you know, not suitable for TV or for podcasting, so we can't put it up there. That's why we don't send him the invite, because we don't have a dump button. We can't pause him in enough seconds, or else I would gladly have Taekwon on the show for a run-in.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get your therapy at BetterHelp.
Yeah, I'm just ready to enjoy the show. That's it.
Yep. Make sure if you're going to WrestleMania parties, enjoy yourselves, have fun. I'm sure there's places that are having them. If you're out drinking and about, be safe, be smart, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend. Do not drink and drive. But enjoy the evening. It's WrestleMania weekend. It's our biggest holiday of the year. Podmania 4, our biggest show of the year. As I said, we'll be back live tomorrow at 3 p.m. and then on Monday again, recapping everything that was. Anybody got anything else before I sign off with some positivity for the week?
Mars, let the people know where to find you.
There you
go. Absolutely. So, guys, if you want to check out what we have going on, the best place to go is YouTube. Just type in at Down in the Den. We have a litany of programs from music. As Steve said earlier, we cover it all from music to pro wrestling to what's going on in the entertainment industry to politics. We cover it all. I'm sure we got some good shit for you. We got some dark shit for you, Taekwon. So come on over to the channel. Check us out. We got a little bit of everything. And then every Thursday, please check out the Two Horsemen podcast with my brother, Big Gerald, my wise man. We do what they do here, but on a lighter scale without as much talent. So please check us out every Thursday for the two Horsemen podcast.
No talent here, just four marks shooting the shit like we normally do. So we appreciate the nod. Thanks for coming on. Looking for you guys. Sean, thanks for subscribing. Appreciate you. As always, we leave the show as much shit that we talk, we leave you with some positivity each and every single week to take you through your week that is upcoming. So with that being said, are the habits you have for today on par with the dreams you have for tomorrow? Are the habits you have for today on par with the dreams you have for tomorrow? And with that being said, I'm a Mark, you're a Mark, Telemark. Until next time, y'all can catch us around the way.